Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Well, aloha, everybody. This is KP on the beautiful day of whatever today is. We are kind of just starting a show here today and trying to keep the flow going. I haven't done a show for a long time. It's been about I think the last one was in June. Early June, and this was about June 9th. It was about 10 days before I had the new life experience in the ocean at Hapuna. So, in any event, I'm not here to talk necessarily about myself personally, but I can tell you a lot of things have really been, sometimes things planetarily, I think a lot of us hold energies for various things to transpire. I can't say that's always the case. But sometimes we do that, and a lot of us have been working for what's happening right now. In other words, we've been kind of opening things up, opening a lot of portals up, opening a lot of, if you want to call them, ley lines, energetic connections around the planet, all around the planet. And of course, in 2013 was a major, my own particular major journey, which was 6 months. But it was not just myself, it was Alexandra Metters, and there were a few other people who were doing things that I had no idea that we were all doing it at the same time. And so we were just, one thing that's what's been very clear to me is that these things have been set up for this moment. And a lot of folks necessarily really get what I get, which is part of the reason that a lot of us are here has been to essentially expose things of, you might call them, darkness, or things that are being held in the shadows. And I do remember one of the Turtle Island journey of 2013. It was like there was very clear to me that there was a lot of things that were just being brought up, and Snowden came out the day, Snowden revelations came out the day that I left from Hawaii, the day that I left on June 5th. And then I didn't really find out about it maybe till the 6th or 7th or 8th. I didn't really notice that. And I didn't pay too much attention to it, but it just kind of grew and grew and grew. And also part of that journey was that was all part of the journey. But also the other part that was really an awakening to the to the depths of the mainstream media. And the mainstream media, in my case, happened to be Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. And when she was calling out this woman or this person, and denigrating people who wanted to expose that 9/11 was not what was reported, the cause was not what was reported in the standard, in the government. All right, there we are. Okay, we're back. It was funny when I mentioned that I still see Rachel Maddow as a tool of the mainstream media. It's funny, then boom, it went out. Now, this does happen once in a while with my internet connection, so I don't know, you know, what the deal is, but usually it doesn't happen. In any event, that was a big wake-up for me. That was a very big wake-up. Because I'd always held all those people on MSNBC in very high regard, especially within during the Bush Jr. years. And so, anyway, that's a whole other story. Now, one of the deals that's going on right now is that this, you know, a very key event happened in Helsinki, and I'm called the Helsinki Trump Putin conference, and it has really brought a lot of things out. Now, I have made several posts, four posts with the initials TDSIG DTTTPIH, and you know you can read what that's all about. But those posts were, you know, I felt were part of exposing, you know, what happened, or part of what explaining what this whole conference now is really bringing out. And Trump and Putin have been playing this like two brothers, you know, trying to fool their parents, you know, distract them, or, you know, it's sort of like, and it's not even like that, maybe it's like, but the whole thing is these are major things that are happening. And, you know, all these things that are being brought up are, you know, are really, everyone is freaking out. So the last post I did, which was that acronym was, number four, you know, that was a major awakening. For there are several videos about that that did talk about it. but I think for me, the most fascinating part about the whole thing is that, you know, all the other presidents have talked with Vladimir Putin. I never heard anyone, I never saw any mention when George H.W. Bush met with Putin. I never saw anything. Of course, I wasn't paying attention probably back then, but I didn't see anything about that. No big deal. No big deal about it. And then there was Bill Clinton, who, of course, met with him, and also Barack Obama met with him. And, of course, Barack Obama with Hillary Clinton also met with him. And they're all, you know, it's kind of like, oh, how wonderful that they would meet with him. And even Barack Obama had mentioned something about, you know, it's better to talk with these people than to have a confrontation with them. And let's talk it out. And, of course, they've all, in my view, they've all been working as part of the deep state. Whether voluntary or not, they're still working for the deep state. And I have a feeling in some cases it was not voluntary. In some cases it probably is. And people who get working for the deep state, you know that if you cross them, eventually you will be taken out. So all this stuff is being exposed. But I will say these four posts, I'll say at least the first three, were just so amazing to me. The lights went out in D.C. as Trump expressed faith in the Intelligence Committee. And I took that as a possible message that you know, they were turning the lights out on the Intelligence Committee. Now, there's another one of those videos. I think it's the X-22 report guy video in the four video post, or four or five video post. Anyway, there was one X-22 report guy video who he pointed out that maybe that's the Intelligence Committee saying, we've got you under control. I don't know. You know, who knows about that? But I thought that was fascinating. And the other part of it was when I listened to this McAllister TV video, whoever that lady is, she did a really neat job of kind of putting together some pieces. Now, this first part was handing over the ball. And it's kind of like she put some stuff up there at the beginning with a soccer ball, with a football, which she explained that almost like the ball itself was a transfer of data. Now, you know, I don't really understand what she was talking about there, but in any event, at that time, at that point, I said at 38 minutes of the video that was posted by the White House, Putin said, speaking of the football, actually, Mr. President, I'll give you this ball to you. And now the ball is in your court. And so to me, that implied that the data had already been given to Donald Trump and that the ball was now in his court to present it to the world or to do what he needed to do with it. So that was one part. Then that connects with the last, the next one, part three. Then at 43:30 of that same video, twice, two times, at least the interpreter interpreted Putin's Russian as being using the words loose change. And he said it twice. Now, this is all explained in that video, in that post. And, of course, anybody who's done anything, any kind of studying about 9/11 and alternative, you know, to the mainstream, everybody knows that, you know, let's put it this way. Everybody I know pretty much knows that 9/11 was what you might call an inside job. It was a controlled demolition of at least three buildings, possibly more. And the main piece of evidence, by the way, is that no one can refute. Is that how do three steel structure buildings fall with free fall speed? All of them, all three of them. So that's the only piece of data. They don't like to try and explain it. People who can't, you know, say it's a conspiracy theory. But that piece of data, you just can't, you can prove it. You can't deny it. So anyway, to me, that was like, and her point was this is calling out that they are going to, the data perhaps, perhaps the data that was given to him was a signal, and what Putin was saying was it's a signal that Trump and Putin are ready to release to the world the full truth about 9/11, and that would indeed be big time. Now, related to that ball is in your court, in part three of that TDSIGDTTPIH, part three, this was a point that Hal Turner came up with, and I don't know, you know, how he gets his intel or, you know, I really can't absolutely validate it, but I think there are other people who are probably looking at this. But according to this article, that Trump was given 161 terabyte flash drives to take with him. Now, 160 of these things. By the way, they're not cheap. I checked it out on Amazon. 116 times 1350 would be $216,000. So I guess Russia could afford it. But these are very secure. Apparently, they're very secure. I don't know the full details about it, but that's what he said he had learned. And all this data with their communications between, you know, dark deep state players, and they apparently found the. They gave Trump the originals, the original encrypted versions, and then they also gave the key, which decrypts them, so the U.S. can use U.S.-obtained intercepts. So, in other words, it's just a deal that is, you know, I've known, you know, we've known that, I think most of us who are kind of awake and aware are aware that, you know, Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are definitely working together. the alliance is working together with those two, and I'm sure there are others involved as well. I just don't know exactly who they are. It's possible, you know, China President Xi is involved with this as well. So, but the whole thing is that this will expose everything. And those people who are working for the MSM, the mainstream media, and I will include all aspects of it, whether it's, you know, printed versions, web versions, you know, television versions like MSNBC or NBC, ABC, CBS, all these ones that continually pump out the same message that they've been given to pump out. And if, by the way, if people go off the message, check out that Ron Paul video. He went off the message they wanted to put out there, and they constantly interrupted him and cut him off. So these people are desperate. They're very desperate. There's no doubt about it. But what the Hal Turner article said was that when this information is revealed, major, like really major, news outlets will be completely ruined. Their company stock or the parent company will plummet to zero because their credibility, their believability will be utterly destroyed. And so all of this stuff, you know, aligns with others who have just said very clearly that the real mainstream media is none of these, none of those major ones. It's none of the major ones. The real major media are all of the individual and sometimes groups who are alternative media. And they're all doing the work, the Anons on 8chan, 4chan, whatever chan, they're all doing this work. And, you know, all these things have been everything that they thought they would use against us, namely the NSA and et cetera, now is being the information that was obtained from the NSA and now also from Russia is going to be used to basically take all this down and to take it all apart. So, you know, it's a very, very, it's just a wonderful thing to see because all this is coming together, all this is coming apart as a result of what many of us have been doing for years and years and years. And you know, anyone who sends out emails to their friends, you know, sends a link out and said, look at this, take a look at this. I'm not saying it's absolutely true, but just take a look and judge for yourself. You know, I know many people, that's what they do. They just send out emails and they're, whereas I can use the blog, a lot of people just send out emails to their friends. And everyone is working together. This is a unifying, to me, this is a very unifying for humanity. It's a unifying for humanity moment. And that is very important. I think it's very important to realize that we're all working together. And I'm not saying everybody agrees with everything that's going on, but that doesn't matter to me, you know. It's just putting this out. People have to judge for themselves. Use your own discernment. Make suggestions. Suggest other alternative explanations and things like that. But basically, I know. It's like, and the other thing is, it's a higher, we'll call it a higher D understanding of what's going on. And that, to me, is very important. It's important to have that higher dimensional understanding where you just get it, you know. You just get it. And you don't have to analyze it intellectually, figure it out. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to use your intellect. Use your brain to put these pieces together and to study these things. But that's a very low vibration element to live from. Because I immediately got these things. I just got it that these were important revelations, you know, in that video, the McAllister video, and, you know, the Trump The light going out in the in the White House when he was having that conference after returning from Helsinki, and then this whole thing with the Hal Turner article, that to me, it just puts all the pieces together. Again, judge for yourself, use your own discernment, but start, I think we all can start continuing to practice our higher dimensional understanding and our higher dimensional perception of what's going on. So let's see, let me just take a quick look here. I've got about 8 or 9 minutes left of the regular show. The other thing is that, remaining balanced. I didn't really know. I kind of thought, well, all this stuff is coming out. I really found that the Cobra article was very helpful. And the, a lot of people don't go, some people don't go for Cobra. But I think, viewing the Cobra article was very helpful in some aspects. As this stuff starts to come out, we have a choice. We can either freak out. In other words, don't try and understand anything. Just if you don't understand it, you start freaking out. And that might be especially significant for people who have been so stuck in the Democrat, the Democrats are the right people. That's one arena. Also, Hillary is the only one that was qualified or should have been president and this kind of thing. Those people might have a very difficult time if they don't let go. But I really do feel that Cobra had mentioned several things, and maybe it wasn't Cobra. Was it Cobra? Let's see. Yeah, it's kind of maybe that wasn't the one. But there were several things about that he mentioned. I believe it was him mentioned going out in nature, being in nature, and thing that he was talking about. I'm trying to find it. It's I'll tell you what. I thought it was his article. I guess it wasn't. So maybe that was another article that I remember seeing that maybe it was James Gilliland. I'm not sure. But that was one of the things. I'm going to see if that was James. It's kind of like, and I'm just looking around in here. All this stuff is being forced out. And I think that was another important article, was that a lot of these things are kind of being, there's so much light coming into the planet that all these hidden things are being brought out. They're being kind of forced out. And what Trump and Putin did in that 45-minute press conference afterwards was a major part of the unveiling. And so to me, I feel it's not so much important it's basically important to stay centered within. And there's a variety of ways of doing it. You can go into nature. Like with me, I still love to go. I'm working on these things, on these posts, and I'm just sitting down on my rear end. I'm sitting down on my rear end. I'm doing the show right here, sitting on my rear end. And I'm like, I love to go to Hapuna Beach. Go to the beach, be in the ocean. Maybe get a massage. I think it's important to stay physically balanced. You can, that can mean a lot of things, nutrition, whether it means organic foods, maybe it doesn't mean organic foods. Maybe it just means having a wonderful, if this is your thing, having a wonderful ice cream sundae, you know, or maybe treating yourself to an ice cream sundae once in a while. Doesn't mean you're going to have to eat it every day or for every meal. But a lot of this, you know, is essentially, to me, it's, you know, staying centered within oneself and not pushing other people to accept what we may know. And so that's kind of important. I had an opportunity, I could have done that today. And part of me just wants to kind of, if I feel like I want to blow up a little bit, and they're saying this and they're saying that, and they're saying, you know, Russia's bad, or Trump, usually it's Trump's bad, and all this stuff. And if you ask them, well, give me one example, for example, that Russia is a terrible country. Give me an example. I know people who've been to Russia, and I know people who've written about being to Russia in the last few years, and they said it's a wonderful place to visit. And the same thing about Trump. It says, give me one example that shows that he's a racist or misogynist. Give me one example where, for example, where Donald Trump would not hire someone because of the color of his or her skin, or because of his or her sexuality, or because of this or because of that. I said, guaranteed they will not be able to find one. They will not. And that's what people put out. So I think the other important thing is to be, to be patient with others' non-understandings, you know, because they're not going to all get it right away. And I'm not saying that what I'm getting is absolutely the number one thing. But, you know, so much of this is coming out, and a lot of people are waking up. I do feel a very important movement, which now the mainstream media has tried to kind of take over and tried to, you know, denigrate, is the hashtag walkaway movement. So they're all talking about that like it's some sort of a right-wing conspiracy or some other kind of conspiracy. It's like it's so ridiculous. They're absolutely very, very, you know, the MSM is very, very desperate right now, and they just don't know what to do. The deep state and the MSM are very desperate. So who knows what's going to happen? But to me, it's, you know, staying illuminated within, staying at peace within. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's just kind of like, that's one reason that, you know, if you live in a place where, you know, where you have to be around a lot of people, I said, I don't know if that's, maybe you can find time during the day to just step out. You know, if you work near water, go out, buy some water, to be by some water, or if you, you know, are near some trees or just near a park, you know, go out and spend some time in the park, you know, work a few hours and then come back and spend some time in the park. But a lot of people are just so absolutely, you know, they're kind of flipping out. And perhaps what I witnessed today at the coffee shop was a type of flipping out. That, you know, they, I mean, obviously, I've never heard anybody talk about a Trump conference. And there were three people who were sitting there talking about this Trump meeting with Putin. And it's kind of like, well, we'll see what happens. But in any event, I think I'm going to end that with for now. And all is well over here in Hawaii. I'm feeling a lot better. My body's feeling better one step at a time. And, you know, I was thinking about taking a trip. I was thinking about taking a trip this week, but for some reason I just felt I could not go. I could not do it. And I do feel it's partly because of this conference, the Trump-Putin conference, and something about holding the energy for that, holding the space for it. And that's all I can say. So we'll see what comes up with this. And in the meantime, we are going to say aloha. And we'll end with, again, with Brother Iz. I still love this song. I just love ALA, Sovereignty Song from Brother Iz. And aloha, and until we talk again. Hui ho.
We the warriors born to live, what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free, give our children live.